Good day, all friends of Following Padre Pio. And today we're going to look at a number of questions with spiritual advice given from Padre Pio. These questions were put to him by his spiritual child, Cleonice McCauldy, and he gives some very valid advice that we can use in all of our lives, I'm sure. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, my name is Edward Urban and I present our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life, the amazing life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker. So please do stay tuned to this channel and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you personally or for a loved one. We would also like to take the opportunity to thank those who've joined our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. You are helping us to spread the message of Padre Pio far and wide. And please also, everyone, do like and share our videos with others and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. Now, today's talk comes from Cleonice's book, My Life Near the Father. And she was a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. She was able to ask many questions in the confessional with Padre Pio, and he gave her some really good pieces of advice. And she said that he was more maternal in a sense than paternal. What did she mean by that? Well, she says, he nourished my soul and saturated my heart with abundance after a very long Lent. And part of Cleonice's spiritual program was the following. She said she would attend Holy Mass every day, and then she would do a meditation, and then she would pray the way of the cross. After that, she would go home. And she said often she was able to meet with the Padre Pio, kiss his hand as a sign of respect, because back then there were not many people. And she was able especially to ask him many questions, which he had been wondering about. And she brings us the questions and the answers here. And each one, I guess, could be part of some spiritual meditation, a reflection, something to think about. Her first question is, Padre, I am so anxious of being untrue to God. We can see she's aiming high. She doesn't want to let God down at all. And Padre Pio answers, as long as you have this fear, this anxiety of being untrue to God, you won't fall, he says. However, you have to be afraid when that fear is no longer there. So the fear, I guess, is a guardian of our hearts. And then one day Cleonice wanted to know, and she said, you tell me that the angels smile at me. Is that really possible? And here we're going to see his advice, a little bit of advice on the angels' relationship to us. Are they not our brothers? Wow. Do we think of our angels like that? Another time, she said, I am sad that I have insulted Jesus. Well, Padre Pio assured her this pain always comes from the heart. Love Jesus and allow his grace to be present there where the sin was in abundance. So we let that grace scrub our hearts and wipe the sin away. Does Jesus still love me when I have been bitter or nasty towards him? Padre Pio said, he always loves, but there is one, the love of indulgence, which I guess is accommodating someone to please them. And then there is another type of love, the love of compassion, a feeling of sadness caused at seeing the misfortune of others, which awakens the desire to help and comfort those who suffer. So Padre Pio sees that our Lord can have different types of love. One day when she was with Padre Pio, she said to him, give me a word of advice. And his advice is this, always aim for the better and take a step every day in the vertical direction from below towards the top. So that was the philosophy of his spiritual life, perhaps. Another time she wanted to know, may she fast during the Christmas novena? So she, I guess, was maybe a slightly sickly lady. But you are always sick, he said. It would be better to love God and your neighbor more. So we have to seek out the wise way to act. And she put this question to Padre Pio. Was Jesus languishing within? And he said, it is more accurate to say that his fire for the love of neighbor consumed him. The fire of charity, that is. One day, Cleonice wanted to know what she should meditate on Fridays. She was advised, meditate on the love of Jesus, especially Jesus, the crucified one. What is Jesus doing in communion or during communion? And she said, he rejoices in his creatures. Another thing that worried Cleonice, she said, I embrace and often kiss the crucifix. Am I being disrespectful? Do it with sincerity and with piety. He recommends this practice with sincerity and with piety. And then, of course, Cleonice also wanted to know, on who did Jesus, our Lord's last gaze fall during his earthly life? And he said, on his mother. And of course, our last gaze is what's really important to us, what really, really counts. Cleonice wanted to know, why did Lucifer rebel? Pedro Pio says this, it's a bit theological. He said, his rebellion was an act of self-love. He rebelled against the plan of the incarnation of the Word, that is, Jesus becoming man. He did not want to worship Jesus, the God-man. Make me belong to Jesus completely. And Padre Pio replied, are you still at that point? Do we not all already belong to Jesus completely? I have read, she said, that when Jesus was already crucified, I guess he had died on the cross already, that they turned the cross over to drive the nails into his back. Is that correct? So perhaps it is just speaking figuratively, I don't know. But Padre Pio answered, yes, of course, and they can do that to you or us as well. But do not be afraid. So chose the malice of the world towards our Lord. You told me that you love me, she said, more than others. Why? And his answer is, because it was you who made me suffer the most in guiding you. Another question she had for Padre Pio. These days, I feel neither Jesus nor you. You have agreed to let me suffer? Padre Pio's response, yes. In this way, the proving or the testing is completed faster. But I fear it will take too long, she answered. It will not be eternal. It all depends on how you accept it. So is he saying how we accept suffering is how long the suffering will continue for? Father, it seems to me that the air is full of demons, she was wondering one day. And he answered, there are so many of them that if they could take a body just the size of a grain of sand, they would cover the sun. That's the spiritual battle we're involved in. And what chance do we have without God and without prayer? And then one day she made this comment, now the enemy leaves me in peace. Beware, Padre Pio said, when he is silent, that is the sign that he is preparing a different plan. So always have the weapon of prayer in your hand. Of course, the enemy of God doesn't just have one strategy, one plan. He will attack from whichever angle he thinks he has the most chance. And prayer and devotion to God is what is going to get us through those difficult times. In heaven, Jesus is surrounded by a multitude of angels and saints. So how can I be close to him? But Padre Pio said, you will be. If it were not so, it will not be heaven. And Cleonice one day said to Padre Pio, I like you very much because you are completely of Jesus, but only a little for what you give me. You don't know what you are saying, he said. If you love me for who I am, you will love me for what I give you. The larger contains the smaller. And then one day she was wondering, is Holy Communion an incorporation or a taking over? Is it becoming part of Jesus or does he take us over completely? And Padre Pio's response is, it is an amalgamation. Holy Communion is an amalgamation. It is as if you take two candles burning separately and they merge. So the flames become one. You can no longer distinguish the one from the other. And then, of course, Cleonice wanted to know, does this amalgamation only happen at communion? No. Whenever a soul is in a state of grace, this fusion is ongoing or happening. I only ask of God charity. Yes, charity is the greatest gift. In it, the soul is sanctified. I am afraid of going to Jesus with too much trust. So can we have too much trust? Can we have a naive trust? So Padre Pio's response, would you like to go to him without trust? But of course, always go to him with awe as well. When I pray the way of the cross, I pray only for the honor of the Father and think, and then he interrupted and said, that is fine, because no verbal prayer is required, but you must meditate on the station. So that meditation is absolutely required. In the church, I sometimes talk to my friends about sacred things. Padre Pio, in the church, we must speak to God. So it is obviously God's house, and we don't want to disrupt others in their prayers. And finally, she said, the devil said that I would not be saved. Padre Pio's advice on this one, the devil cannot speak the truth. And if you are new to our channel, then we ask you, please do subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell to receive notifications of future videos we make. Our most popular videos, others selected specially for you, and also a video on how to become a protected child of Padre Pio, how to join this program.